Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt, der Sukkah, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Weiss der Sukkah, say, if someone makes his Sukkah, the Reishu Agol, on the top of a wagon, or the Reishu Asvina, or on the top of the deck of a ship. In other words, he built the entire Sukkah, the walls and the Srach, on a wagon or on a ship. The floor of the wagon and the deck of the ship, that's the floor of the Sukkah. Well, the din is Ksheira, even though this Sukkah is going to be a pretty shaky Sukkah. Remember in the previous case we said Rabbi Yehuda disagreed with a sukkah that's made out of a series of bedboards? Because when you move the boards, the schach comes along with it. Well, this sukkah is also shaky. How come over here Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue? So the Ran explains that in the previous case, if you pick up the bed and you move away, that's called a movable sukkah because the floor doesn't come along with you. But over here it's the whole ship and it's the whole wagon that shakes with the floor. The floor doesn't separate from the sukkah. And therefore it's kosher even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now everyone knows on an ocean, the winds are much stronger. So here we have an interesting kula. A sukkah has to be able to withstand an average wind. The chiddush is, an average wind on dry land is enough. Even though the average wind on the sea is much stronger, it doesn't have to be able to withstand the average wind on the sea. It has to be able to withstand the average wind on dry land. If this sukkah would be able to stand on dry land, it wouldn't blow away. So right now, as long as it didn't physically blow away, it's kosher on the ship. Now remember, if a sukkah is so shaky, then even an average wind on dry land would collapse it, even if there's no wind there. It wouldn't be good, because that's not considered a dira, not even a dira sarai. Vayter zok the Mishnah, v'oilin la b'yamtev, you can go up onto the sukkah on yamtev. In other words, even during Yom Tov, you can go up onto this wagon or the ship in order to get into the sukkah. And that's pashit. There's no issa to go up onto a wagon or a ship on Yom Tov. The chiddush is the next case. The Mishnah just means to emphasize over here there's no problem. But, b'roish ha'ilan, if a person made a sukkah on top of a tree, he made like a clubhouse sukkah. Oyal gabi gomel, or on top of a camel. So he built a floor, and he built the walls, and he put schach, and he did this all on a tree or on a camel. But the whole sukkah is being supported by either the tree or the camel. Well, the din is ksheira, it's kosher, that is for chayla shalmayim. It may be kosher on Yom Tov as well, but he's going to have a major problem, because v'ein oilinah, you can't go up into this sukkah b'Yom Tov on Yom Tov, because when he's sitting in this sukkah, what's happening? He's using a tree or an animal. And the Rabbanon were geyser that you cannot use a tree or an animal on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Perhaps you remember from Masechtas Beya what we learned. You can't use a tree, you can't climb a tree. It's exer, you may rip off some leaves. Or peiros, you'll come to a chiyuv chatas. For that matter, you can't ride in a behemah. It's exer, you may cut off a branch in order to guide the behemah. And any type of use of a baal chai is included in this iser. But what if the person says, it's the only sukkah I have? And it's only an issa d'rabbanan to climb up a tree? Well, the answer is, we can't let you go up. We don't push away a shvus shel divrei chachamim in order to fulfill a mitzvah sukkah, even though the mitzvah sukkah is d'oraisa. But this is where the entire sukkah is being supported by either the tree or the camel. What if it's shtayim be'ilin ve'achas b'dei adam? In other words, a person built this type of a sukkah where two sides of the floor of the sukkah, let's say the west side and the south side, they're leaning on the tree. But from the third side, let's say in the north, it's not leaning on the tree. Only, let's say, on boards or other things that come up from the ground. So two walls of the sukkah are leaning on the tree. One is leaning on a support that was built by a person. Or, let's say he built the sukkah in such a way that two of the walls next to each other are being supported by something that he built, some type of a support or a stand that he made, and one of the walls is leaning on the tree. The din is ksheira, here too it's kosher, but ve'ein oilin la b'yamtev. Even though a little bit of the floor of the sukkah is being supported not by the tree, but by something that was man-made, well, the ma'aseh, what's going to happen if you take away the tree? The sukkah is going to fall. It wouldn't be able to stand over here just by the support of what the man made. So when you're walking on the floor of this sukkah, again, you're using mechubar, you're using something that is connected to the ground, meaning naturally connected to the ground, like a tree, and therefore you can't go up even onto the sukkah on Yom Tov, even from the side that's not leaning on the tree. On the other hand, shalosh b'dei adam, let's say he built the sukkah in such a way that three walls are supported by a stand that he built, not on the tree. The achaz b'ilah, and one wall, the fourth wall, is leaning on the tree. Then the din is ksheira and v'oilin la b'yom tov. You can go up on Yom Tov. Why? This sukkah is supported on three sides. Three of the walls of the sukkah have nothing to do with the tree. There's a man-made post or stand that's holding it. So even if you're going to take away the tree, you're still going to have a kosher sukkah that's left. Therefore, someone who's walking in this sukkah, someone that's sitting in the sukkah, he's not using a tree. Memel, it's mutter to go up into the sukkah on Yom Tov. You can't climb the tree, but he can bring a ladder and go up. That's how the Meiri explains it. Zakta Mishnah Vayter Zaklau, this is the rule. And the Mishnah is going to explain over that sometimes it could be kosher even if only two of the walls are supported by a person. Kal shenita le'ilin. If you would take away the tree, the yachayla, and the sukkah would be able to lamed b'fnei atzva to stand on its own, ksheira would be kosher. The oilin la'b'yam tov, you can go up into the sukkah on Yom Tov. Wait a second. How could that be? If only two of the walls are supported by the person, that means if you take away the sukkah, the third wall is going to fall. Well, the answer is, let's say the two walls are opposite each other. Let's say you have one wall on the east and one wall on the west. Till now, we were basically talking that the two walls are kind of connected to each other, like a right angle. One comes down, you make the turn, and it goes in the other direction. Well, what if the two walls that are built on regular stands are opposite each other, to the right and to the left? The third wall that connects the two walls is leaning on a tree. If it's built in such a way, even if you took away the tree, the sukkah would still stand. So under these circumstances, it would be kosher, and you would be able to go up into the sukkah on Yom Tov. Of course, not through the tree, but through a ladder. As long as if you would take away the tree, the sukkah wouldn't fall, it's not called using a tree. And therefore, it's mutter to go up on Yom Tov. Okay, so what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned if you make a sukkah on top of a wagon or on top of a ship, it is kosher, provided it would be able to withstand a normal wind on dry land. And you can go up on Yom Tov. No chiddush over there. The Mishnah is just preparing us for what's coming, that sometimes it's not so pashut you can go up onto it. For example, suppose you made your sukkah on top of a tree or on top of a camel. It may be kosher, but you can't go up onto this tree on Yom Tov. Two walls were supported by the tree, let's say, and one was supported by some stand that a person made. Or even if two were made, bidei adam, and one is supported by the tree, it is kosher. But again, you can't go up on Yom Tov, because if you would take away the tree, it would collapse. However, if three walls are supported by a stand, it's kosher. And you can go up into the sukkah on Yom Tov, provided, as we explained, you don't climb the tree, but rather you go up through a ladder. And the Mishnah told us that we explained the chiddush would be that even if you have only two walls that are built on stands that a person made, not the tree, but if they're opposite each other, and the third wall that's leaning on the tree connects the two walls, so here, if you would take away the tree, the sukkah would still remain standing. The two walls opposite each other would still hold up the sukkah, and they would hold up the third wall. So, memela, you could go up into the sukkah on Yom Tov.